Welcome to the Demons in My Mind podcast, where we take an unfiltered view of the issues in life. I'm your host, Joseph Lopez, founder of Talk Real, and we're going to talk about something a little bit more positive than previous subjects. We're going to talk about the power of a dream in your life. Now, if you don't know my story, I went through crippling OCD throughout high school. The anxiety was overwhelming and paralyzing, and honestly, one of the things that got me through this darkest point in my life, one of the things that kept me going, that kept me out of depression, that kept me hopeful, that kept me positive, was this concept of holding on to my dream. I'm excited to talk to you, maybe instill some hope in maybe a dark situation you might find yourself, or maybe equip you with tools to inspire others who are in a darker road. So let's sit back, get comfortable, and talk about the power of a dream. One of Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous words was, "I have a dream." As many of you know, this was one of his most famous speeches that he addressed to the nation. He spoke of a vision of America where race was not a defining factor in who you could socialize with, that all social barriers based on race could be broken down, and a future society where race was not a defining divider of our country. Although we have ways to go in the racial divide in America, we have come a long way since that decade. And a lot of aspects of Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream has already come to pass. You see, Martin Luther King Jr. was such a monumental figure, not just because he was a charismatic leader, had a charming personality, and a powerful leadership. Martin Luther King Jr. was powerful because he carried that dream. Even in times when he didn't articulate it like that one address, people sensed it when they were around him. They felt it. It was imparted to them, and they couldn't help but be infatuated with his hope, his faith, and his positive confidence that that dream would come to pass. Martin Luther King Jr. faced so much opposition, but even in the face of gravest opposition, he vowed to not retaliate with violence and instilled that into his followers. What on earth could help him maintain that self-control? What could empower him to keep him from lashing out back? What could empower him to peaceably and respectfully demand the equality that he deserved as a human being? It was that dream. That dream sustained him. That dream gave him vision. That dream gave him hope. That dream empowered him to walk in self-control in order to get the best outcome. You see, one of my favorite old Jewish proverbs is that without vision, without a dream, people throw off constraints. What does that mean? What does that mean to throw off constraints? It means when somebody doesn't have a dream to propel them forward, a vision of where they're going, an idea of how their life is going to be, they're going to live their life without any restraints. They're going to live their life without any plan to embrace that dream. If you have a lofty dream, there's a lot of sacrifices you're going to have to make along the way, a lot of friendships you're going to have to give up, a lot of opportunities you're going to have to say no to for the bigger yes of your dream. There's a lot of choices along the way that if you don't have your dream as a filter, you'll live without restraints and you'll never get to that dream that you have. But when someone has that dream, when someone has that vision, when someone has that outlook of this is where my life is going, they are empowered to make the optimal decision in each life, to have that hope in the gravest of circumstances, and to make choices that align with that ultimate destiny. Dreams are powerful. As I hinted at before, another word for a dream is a vision. And you know, when you think of vision, there's many different things that come to mind. You may think of the physical sense that humans have to see things, vision. Many of us have varying degrees of vision, but we use vision to see the world and interact with the world and create constructs with how our world is. But this isn't the kind of vision I'm talking about. What I'm talking more about is the spiritual vision of piercing through this reality and seeing into a reality that has not come into existence yet. The ability to see into the future a better day, pull it back to this present reality, and hold on to the hope that it will become your reality. It's being able to see a greater era in your life, in the people around you's life, in humanity, and demand it to come to pass now. It's getting a sneak preview of what could be, grabbing it and saying, "This is for me, and this will happen today." That's what vision is. It's seeing into the future a better day and holding on to it until it becomes reality. As humans, we have been given the power to create our reality. We have been given the power to enact change to this world. We are powerful forces through which the divine can enact change in this world. If we don't have vision, if we don't have dream, if we don't have a glimpse of what could be, the divine can't flow through us and we can't have that become reality. Humanity will become stagnant. We won't ascend higher. We won't get better. This world won't get more peaceful. We'll stay at the certain state that we're at because that is the vision that we're holding on to. But when we dare to dream, when we dare to look beyond what's going on, when we dare to see a better day and proclaim that to be a reality, then the clock starts ticking for that to start happening. Your belief is powerful, your dream is powerful, and what you expect is powerful because you are a defining force in this universe. And that dream can't come to pass apart from you believing it, standing on it, and embracing it, and doing things to make it happen. As many of you know, I identify as a mystic Christian. That means I hold to the teachings of Christianity, but I mystically follow God through the Holy Spirit each day. It's a mystical experience, it's a spiritual experience, it's a daily walk to where I connect with the divine each day and allow him to direct my path. You see, throughout the Bible, God is described as the giver of visions. God loves to give humanity sneak previews of what could be, a better future, a better reality, impart it to key individuals and say, "Bring it out." He wants to do that with every single person. He wants to impart vision. He wants to impart dreams. He wants to impart change into your soul to bring about that change into this universe. God has chosen to use people as vessels through which his miraculous power can bring light-working change in this world. He wants to push back the darkness, and he wants to use you to do it. And the way he starts doing that is through a dream. So I don't know if you have a dream here today. I don't know if you have that hope on the inside of you and you want it. I would say the best place to start is to ask for a vision, ask for a dream, ask for an aspiration from the dream giver himself. And it's as simple as asking him for it and believing that he'll give it to you. I promise you, no matter what your spiritual persuasion is, if you put God up to the test on this, he'll give you a dream. Just ask him, put it out in the universe. Say, "God, whoever you are, wherever you are out there, if you're real, give me a profoundly ridiculous dream that I could not have thought of myself, and show me what this future could be. Because honestly, I'm at the end of my rope and I need something to cling to. I need something to hold on to. I need a vision of the future. And if you're real, I need something ridiculously amazing that I could not have thought of myself." And he'll impart that into your soul. You won't know where it came from. And it will be a profound image of the future. And it will propel you forward in life as you hold on to that and embrace that dream. Dreams are powerful. They'll get you through the darkest points in your life. But they won't just get you through the darkest points in your life. They'll challenge you to ascend to higher levels. And they'll provide for you better outcomes in life than you could ever have without them. Dreams are sneak previews into what your life could be. They're the invitation of God to embrace a higher reality that he wants to give you. So why don't we all become dreamers today? Why don't we start asking for visions and let's go for it. Let's be the change and make things happen on this earth. Thank you for listening to the Demons in My Mind podcast. I hope this inspired you. Dreams are powerful and we need dreams to grow. If you have any questions about this, hit me up on my DM at talkreal.co. I post about mental health and spirituality stuff there all the time, and my DMs are always open to talk about whatever. And if you're interested in exploring the mystic Christian experience, check out my website, talkreal.co. Be blessed, and let's continue to be dreamers.